Hello.
This is Ivy giving you a call back with customer support. May I please have your zip code so that I may locate your account?
27870.
Okay, and what would be the first and last name?
Is either Tom Pear or Virgil Pear.
Let's see here.
PAIR, the last.
Okay, thank you for that. And please verify the street address.
1311 Park Avenue, Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina.
Okay, thank you for that information, sir. Let's see here. Your account is loading.
All right.
Okay, sir, I see that you have the technical bag and the membership to our Gadget website, and I see that the account has been canceled out. How can I assist you?
Well, this is probably my third or fourth time calling, but when I first saw the charge on my credit card, I didn't know what it was. So I called you guys, and then someone informed me that, because I got the tactical bag, that I signed up for a subscription, which I didn't realize that. But they had gone ahead and charged my credit card, which was fine, but that's why I just told them to go ahead and cancel it from here on out. But they keep telling me, this is probably the fourth time I've called there, that I'm supposed to be getting these emails that's going to have $120 and some credits or something like that, where I can buy things from your website or
Yes,
something.
sir.
Does that sound familiar?
Yes, sir.
No. Okay. And I have not received any emails, or I checked spam. I've checked everywhere that you can check for an email, and I haven't gotten anything where I could utilize that $67 that was charged through my credit card. Now, what I would like is all for you all just to give me a credit for the $67. But if you don't want to do that, I need to get the emails with the credits or whatever I need in order to purchase something from your website.
Yes, sir. I do see that the ticket was sent in on November the 4th. And let's
And I talked
see.
to somebody at the end of October as well, because as soon as I almost wish I had called the credit card carrier first and told them to cancel it. But then as soon as I talked to the person at your place, the next thing I know, they went ahead and charged the credit card on October the 30th.
So we can, so I can send you another ticket in since it's been about a week for the vouchers to be resent. I do not understand the reason why that it wasn't resent,
Right.
but I can resend the ticket in for you and offer you a 35% of a customer courtesy refund on the most recent charge.
Okay. I guess if whoever I talked to before, they would have just followed through with what they were told me. I understand that sometimes, she said something about me clicking on the I agree on the terms and conditions. I'm like, well, nobody ever reads those hardly, because they're so long, usually. You just click on it to go ahead and do what you did, because I did a CVS survey, then pay the $5 or whatever it was to have the bag shipped to me, and I thought that would be the end of it. But then I got a surprise charge on my card, of course, but like I said, if I could just get this finalized, and get something for the $67 I was charged, I'll be okay with it, but I'm just getting to the point now where it's like I'm having to call and call and call, and then a lot of times your return calls come 2 or 3 hours later, and sometimes, it's just, I look at it and go, Is this a telemarketer or is this somebody, doing a political, campaign thing or, so that's sort of what you run into.
I do see that the agent did send it in. It's just, we just have to send it over to corporate for it. So we can only do so much with us just answering the calls. We send the tickets
That's
in,
right.
And then it's out of our hands after that.
Exactly. Yeah. And I just wanted, the reason I was telling you all that, so maybe you could see the level of frustration I'm having with trying to get what I'm supposed to be able to get, because I could use those vouchers to, buy Christmas presents, or something.
Okay, sir, I refunded the $23.56 for you, and that'll be refunded and processed back into the account in 3 to 5 business days. And of course, the account has already been canceled. I've resent the vouchers in for you, so you should be getting that here shortly.
All right. Could you tell me, I'm in my car now and I'm not where I'm in front of a computer. What card was that charged to again? Does it say?
It would be 21398.
1398 is the last 4, I think.
Yes, sir.
Because I was looking around at it today when I was trying to call you today, and because I was actually calling the credit card company too, because I was getting a little, ticked about, not being able to get this, finalized.
Yes, sir. But the account is canceled out, so you won't be charged anything else further. And I know that you say that you were in your car, but just for the record, for the confirmation number, it would be R's and Richard 2623-52994.
All right. I mean, and you've got, could you tell me what email address you have?
It would be t_pair1@yahoo.
Yep, that's correct. Can you send an email saying that, that we talked today and what you're going to be doing?
Only the refund email will be sent, sir.
Do what?
Only the refund email will be sent, sir.
Okay. All right.
And is there anything else I can assist you with?
Oh, no, that'll do it. Yeah.
Okay.
I appreciate your help.
It's not a problem, sir. Thank you for calling customer support, and have a good rest of your day, sir.
All right, you do the same. All right, bye-bye.
Yes, sir. Thank you for calling customers.